Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry.
4, 3, 2, 1.
A 230-foot Falcon 9 SpaceX rocket that will help deliver the GPS-3 Space Vehicle 6 successfully launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, Wednesday morning.
As you can see, Falcon 9 has successfully lifted off from Pad 40 at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, carrying the GPS-3 Space Vehicle 6 payload.
Actor Jeremy Renner is out of the hospital and back home after he was crushed in a snowplow accident near his home in the Sierra Nevada mountains on New Year's Day. The actor shared the update on Twitter. Lawmakers in Washington are calling out the FBI after they decided to allow President Biden's lawyers, without top secret clearance, to continue rummaging through the Biden Delaware home for more top secret documents. Republican Representative Jim Jordan.
Why did they get to operate that way versus how President Trump was treated? So we just want the equal application of the law, for goodness sake. And frankly, we'd also like some transparency.
A government watchdog group, Protect the Public's Trust, filed a federal complaint over the involvement of the White House in President Biden's growing classified document scandal. Robert Henneke on Fox News is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation.
He was smirk, a laugh, and a cover-up here, as is clear. You know, President Biden's answer of, I don't know how the documents got there, is not an acceptable response when we're talking about our nation's secrets.
Southwest Airlines announced most customers affected by last month's flight cancellations have received refunds. The airline says 90% of passengers on canceled flights have gotten their money back, and the remaining 10% should be refunded in the next few days. Thanks for listening. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The U.S. economy continues to struggle. Overall consumer spending fell 4.3% in December from the previous month. That's according to the Morning Consult survey released Wednesday morning. Another troubling fact, Americans are spending more money than they're earning. 28% of those earning less than $50,000 a year said expenses outweighed their income in December. That's a big jump from the 21% last year. Shoppers are increasingly making trade-offs in order to afford food prices at home. That's up 12% per the latest Consumer Price Index. The White House is asking Congress to raise the astronomical debt ceiling more and print more money. Speaker of the House, Representative Kevin McCarthy.
I would think for one standpoint, if you just talk the question, is a clean debt ceiling? Well, would that mean we wouldn't do any appropriates bills and we just do an omni, that we wouldn't even do a budget? Yeah, that's totally off the table.
Let's get an update on the 11 storms that have run through California in recent weeks.
Brian May, spokesman for the California Governor's Office of Emergency Management, says the entire state has been impacted by the storms.
These 11 storms that have come through combined have dropped 22 trillion gallons of water. That's enough to cover the entire state of California in 15 inches of water.
A federal major disaster declaration has been issued to help in the state, where storms have turned roads into rivers, neighborhoods into lakes, and forced thousands of people from their homes. At least 20 people have been killed by the storms. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we always knew it wouldn't be easy, huh? What can I tell you? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And don't you love when people are self-righteous? Because all you got to do is, when they have that kind of attitude, is just wait. Because the truth always comes out. And, of course, this is what's happening with the president right now. Remember his statements about Donald Trump. Oh, I can't believe, you know, and trying to justify the 40 FBI agents and all the hoopla going on at Mar-a-Lago. Now, you know, his response, Rick Manning from GetLiberty.org. Oh, gosh, Rick. It's laughable. I mean, it is such a joke. His response, like, well, I don't know how they got there.
Hey, it was in a locked garage. It's not like they're just out on the street.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
I'm sure that side door lock on the garage is really effective. We've all, you know, remember the side doors we used to have on the garages, and it was like this rickety old door, the cheapest thing they could put on that you could basically a 5-year-old could knock in. Yeah, but his Corvette's in there too. So,
well, of course, and my drug-addled son, who's got his side hustle, you know, selling favors and God only knows what. He has access.
The drug-addled son is even more significant, because that same drug-addled son, during the same period when those documents were there, and in his personal office inside, that drug-addled son was paying $50,000 a month to rent the house that it was in. So Joe Biden said, A, he didn't live there in his tax returns. He did not live in that residence. And B, his son was paying $50,000 a month to live there on rent. So
I'll tell you, I wish I had a son who could afford $50,000 in rent. And how unconscionable as a father. Would you ever think of charging your kid $50,000 to rent your house?
Well, no one would, but that's the it's a great way to launder money. You get down to it. The average rent for the house in Delaware is about $12,000 a month if you're going high.
Yeah.
So you've got a premium of $38,000 a month. And you've got the son complaining he's having to give the money to the big guy in his emails to his family,
right?
And you have the $50,000 rent, and you have the father and his tax returns, which he used to so proudly display, is now pulled down off the internet, and his tax returns showing that he received no rental income during that same time period. So, you know, somebody's lying, and it's, you know, could be Hunter, but the fact of the matter is, Hunter does say he spent 50 grand. He was paying 50 grand a month in a filing he did for, I think it was for a loan. And his dad claimed not to have received any rent. So somebody's not telling the truth. And if Joe's not telling the truth, then he just committed tax fraud.
Yeah. Well, who gave him the loan? I mean, like, they wouldn't vet the loan and go, wait a minute, your rent is $50,000, you know, for a home? I mean, come on. Now, there wasn't very much vetting going on here. And you talk about misrepresenting things and deceiving people. I mean, that's the storyline for the Biden family. I mean, is there a bit of truth? I mean, this whole deal, Rick, this is getting to the point where you just go, wait a minute, come on. First of all, you want me to believe that he got elected president. I'm sorry. Still, a majority of Americans, all we've done is said, okay, we don't want to talk about it anymore. Yeah, that's what you guys want to believe is what you want to believe. But, you know, this is a farce. It's a farce on everything that represents our true democracy. That somebody, you know what I was thinking about? When I was in Hawaii, I was with the kids, and we were watching, remember Lion King, the movie?
Mm-hmm.
I liked the first one better. I thought that was much better with Whoopi Goldberg and Cheech Marin as the hyenas. I can't remember who the third one was, but it was hysterical. I think it was really well done. Joe Biden is Scar. It hit me. I go, Joe Biden is Scar. He took over, you know, through nefarious means, in my humble opinion. Okay. I mean, for all the money we spent chasing down Russian collusion, millions of dollars, Rick, have we spent any dime whatsoever when you've got a majority of the country, and we didn't have the majority of the country believing that Donald Trump had really gotten involved with Russia and he was he's a puppet to Putin. All that was a bunch of garbage. Everybody could see that from the get-go. And that, then you go, oh, yeah, Hillary Clinton's, you know, fingerprints are all over, even more, man, less credibility out the door, right? And we spend millions of dollars. We even impeach the guy. This other knucklehead, he gets in, and I mean, this just goes to tell you that you can have people in the background who can pull levers and get anybody elected, and they get Joe Biden elected, and his qualifications are skeptical at best. And do we spend one dime to even answer the sworn affidavits of over 1,000 citizens that said, hey, look, there was something fishy here. Oh, but no, we're just supposed to believe in some sort of plausible deniability that there wasn't enough votes to be changed. You see, we've been saying that forever. It wouldn't change the election as far as what could be, what is provable. But the fact of the matter is that where there's... Yeah, where there's smoke, there's got to be fire. Go ahead.
When the key on this is, don't cheat little. Okay, if you're gonna, you know, it's like Willie Sutton used to say, you know, why do you rob banks? It's because where the money is. That's where the money is.
That's right. Exactly.
If you're gonna cheat an election, the stupid people are the ones who are, you know, filling out 12 absentee ballot applications to help their husband get elected to the city council. That's cheating little. But if you cheat in six states on a broad, grand scale with a plan, then and you happen to succeed, let's say in four of those states, and it's enough to win you the election. At that point, you get to say, well, any one state where you get caught, well, that's not enough to change the election. Mm-hmm. So it changes the burden. And so at every state court level, they said, well, it's not enough to change the election. So if you do that in each of the states using an individual state theory, you can then get away with it.
Right.
And so the brilliance of the 500 lawyers that the Biden team hired in June of 2020 for election purposes, the brilliance of those 500 lawyers is not that they were doing post-election compliance, is they were doing pre-election shenanigans and figuring out the weaknesses in each system and exploiting those weaknesses.
Exactly.
And they led with her. They told us they were going to do that because they announced they were hiring 500 lawyers.
Exactly.
The person who was ahead, who hired them, was Kamala Harris's husband, who was a partner in a law firm who dealt a lot with China, as an example.
And how about the association with the former attorney general? The former attorney general was involved with this out of California. You know, right? Eric Holder?
Absolutely.
He's up to his earlobes on this. He's the one that says there's no cheating. No cheating in baseball. There's no cheating.
And then you have, and I know the music's playing, but then you have Bill Barr from the Trump administration saying there's no evidence, but in every case we've had a legal case where we've asked the information that their investigation into the elections, the FBI said we have no responsive information, meaning they never conducted an investigation.
Well, what do you think? I think that's who we got for president. We have Scar for president. I don't know. I'll let you ponder on that as we go to break.
I think that's too nice.
We'll be back. We've got more from Rick Manning. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, just kind of wrap this thing up, and it's just like one of those things. You know, I've often said, it's like when your kids lie to you. you kind of just, you know, pass it on. It just doesn't sit with you. You wake up in the middle of the night sometimes. You go, I wish they would just fess up. And you just pray that they would just, you know, just be honest. And this is the way I feel about what's happened to our country right now and where we are. Is that here we've been bathed in these lies. And here we're finding out all these things. You and I were accused. We've been canceled. We've been accused of being conspiratorial. We've been, you know, accused of wearing tinfoil hats and all this stuff. And so far, about 90% of the stuff we talked about and said, look, it looks like a duck, talks like a duck. It's got to be a duck. You know, we're right. They're wrong. And they still want to pigeonhole us in a spot. But to what, you know, to what result? The result is we have a compromised government. We have a compromised leader who, you know, with a stroke of a pen, takes us away from being energy independent. This guy single-handedly brought us the recession, brought us inflation, brought us all kinds of problems, along with, you know, big pharma and everything else, when you consider what's happened with COVID and everything. This is a hot mess. And I, for one, have had it. I am fed up with seeing people in pain. I'm fed up with seeing people die. I remember when people were dying of COVID, what broke my heart, Rick, was realizing that people were dying in hospitals without family all by themselves. That just crushed me. I don't know about you.
No, it was the least human thing I've ever seen. And, you know, the idea of people being, who were elderly or elderly people, you know, being put before windows so they could see their loved ones while they were hospitalized and dying, it was criminal what they did. It was
right.
Criminal. And so now we have they couldn't put them in one of the, you know, if nothing else, at the height of this, they couldn't put people into, try to put them into suits, kind of the same suits that the nurses wore,
right,
where they could go in and say goodbye to their loved ones, so they could actually, the loved one could actually see their face through a plastic mask or something. They couldn't do that.
Right.
There was absolutely no compassion whatsoever. And, you know, Bill, this goes beyond the election. Every single time I hear a Bernie Sanders or anybody else say, oh, you know, we need national health care, we just experienced it.
Yes.
We experienced all the caring of national health care. If you think that national health care is a good idea, then you must have loved the way people were treated in COVID.
Yes.
You must have loved that, because national health care is a money first business. It means, and there's absolutely no compassion whatsoever. You even, you know, you get treated the same way the, and when veterans who have a national, a federal health care system, when the VA leaves veterans to die on the streets because it's really inconvenient to deal with veterans who are really sick, so they just don't give them an appointment. That's national health care.
Exactly.
And that's what we're seeing today to some small degree,
right,
with our current health care system because of Obamacare.
Right.
We're seeing where, try to get an appointment with a doctor that you haven't scheduled 3 months in advance.
No, it's absurd.
Hard.
Yeah, it really is.
It's absurd. They've destroyed our health care system under the guise of making it better, and it still isn't nationalized, mm-hmm, per se. So we have to, the bottom line is, these people who want to have power and control over every aspect of our lives are now doing everything they can to gain that power.
Mm-hmm.
And we have opportunities in this Congress, 2023-2024, to push back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they don't seem to recognize, the Biden administration doesn't recognize that the House of Representatives is part of the legislative branch and has a right to have a say on what gets passed into law,
mm-hmm,
on things like the debt ceiling, they do. And if Kevin McCarthy is, you know, he's talking a good game, and we've got to support him on this.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take back government. The way we take back government is by forcing the Democrats to do a deal on the debt ceiling. They're going to raise the debt ceiling, but to do a deal on raising the debt ceiling that includes cuts in the budget and restraints on the federal growth of government.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to do. We can do
and
that.
How about some southern border control? We need
border control.
Right.
We might be able we might only get 3 out of the 10 things we want, but it's 3 things we wouldn't have gotten if Kevin McCarthy and the House didn't stand up a fight. So they need to be encouraged. The House representatives
maybe they can teach Mitch McConnell, but maybe he's too old to learn. How this works, how negotiating works, and how you win, and what the art of negotiation is all about. But getting back to what you said,
rolling on your back like a turtle and not being able to be turned over, except for by the other side. That's
exactly
the McConnell method.
Right. Well, let's get back to what we were talking about regarding COVID. I mean, how deleterious it's become, Rick. In California, they have instituted these medical tribunals, so to speak, and these doctors that did no harm chose to save people and prescribed early supplements and medications,
right,
that would keep people out of danger, that would fortify their immune systems. They're going before these tribunals, and their license are in jeopardy right now. And this is how there is this movement across the country to neuter the medical profession to such a degree so that it does fall in line and it becomes a one-size-fits-all, national health care system.
Unfortunately, what we saw in COVID was 95% of the medical system did fall in line, and it was the 5% now that they're trying to expunge from the system.
Exactly. And these guys saved.
Stood up and said, wait a second, I've got to take an oath to try to protect my patients, to heal my patients.
Exactly.
Do no harm. And what you're telling me to do is harm.
Exactly.
And where honesty in medicine is eliminated, where doctors aren't able to actually prescribe for their patients what the doctor and patient think is the right thing for them, that's a national health care system being imposed without having a national health care system in place.
Without a
and,
doubt.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you a hint. The insurers are going to play a huge role in this. It's not just the state of California trying to take away people's doctor's licenses, license to practice medicine. It's going to be insurers saying, we're not going to cover anything that isn't specifically allowed, mm-hmm, under the federal protocol.
Right, and we're gonna overpay this faux diagnosis, so that if somebody dies of COVID or you say they die of COVID, you're gonna get more money. So here we are, we're tilting the numbers. We've messed up these numbers so badly. I was talking with a researcher the other day, Rick. I said, what are we gonna do 10 years, 20 years down the road when something like this happens again? We can't reference these last couple of years and study pandemics and study good facts, because they're so tainted and influenced by the money.
Well, I would predict that 10 years from now, they'll actually look back and see the increase in deaths.
Yes.
And they'll discover that the increase in deaths were not as high as
well, they've already done that. The CDC has come out,
right,
the number. They said it's more like, maybe 2%, which is a soft flu season death count. But everything was associated with this, and tied into COVID.
No,
again,
I'm just going to tell you, anything the CDC says is, I don't believe anything they say.
Yeah, they've lost credibility.
Let's face it. I'm just on a simple point. This just irritates the heck out of me. They knew that young people weren't susceptible to this.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, they closed schools.
Yeah.
They closed schools at the urging of the teachers' union, which didn't want teachers exposed to it by young kids. That was the reason they closed schools. It wasn't to protect kids. It was to protect teachers.
Right.
And we know that people under the age of 60 weren't dying from this. And by and large, people under the age of 70 weren't dying from this. And so 95% of the teachers who were not going to die from this, who might only get mildly sick from it, we closed down the schools and we affected an entire generation's education. Because a few teachers were afraid they were going to get COVID.
Mm-hmm.
How insane is that? And the CDC went along.
Yeah.
That's not science.
Well,
they
this
can't
was
ever a, tell me it is, so I don't believe anything they say.
Well, this was a concerted effort to dumb down America at every turn. Our labor force, our education, our educational system, our kids, our future. I mean, this was a planned, designed attack on the American people. And America, because we were so fearful, we couldn't see it. But we're starting to see it now, Rick. Our eyes are opening up to how deleterious and how diabolical this whole plan was that was perpetrated upon America. Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick. Good day.
This report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Start your new year with real Coke taste and zero sugar.
Coke Zero Sugar is now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Coke Zero Sugar will fuel your new year with that great Coke taste. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Its sizzling sausage, fluffy egg, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck because all Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Coke Zero Sugar is a great way to start 2023. And since you rule, you can enjoy it all year too at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
USA News Update. Lawmakers in Washington are calling out the FBI after they decided to allow President Biden's lawyers, without top-secret clearance, to continue rummaging through the Biden Delaware home for more top-secret documents. Republican Representative Jim Jordan.
There were one set of rules for Secretary Clinton, one set of rules for Joe Biden, a different set for President Trump, and anyone with common sense can see that as well. So,
a government watchdog group, Protect the Public's Trust, filed a federal complaint over the involvement of the White House and President Biden's growing classified document scandal. Robert Henneke on Fox News is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation.
As to how these classified documents left the Obama administration White House when Biden was vice president, and what that chain of custody was leading to the Penn Biden Center and also to President Biden's personal garage next to his Corvette.
Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, great to have you with us. We're coming live from Las Vegas, Nevada, of all places. We're here at the SHOT Show. This is an incredible place. You're talking about more than a half marathon loaded with exhibits here, with everything that has to do with outdoors and camping and all this fun family stuff. And we're right here in the midst of it on Radio Row. And right now we've got Jenny Beth Martin. She's in Atlanta. We're all... are you dealing with the polar vortex as well there, Jenny Beth? Is it as cold as it is here?
No, it's not, thank goodness.
So, I'll tell you, I'm in the desert. We're freezing here. I mean, this is incredible. But, I guess I shouldn't whine. But it's just, I guess maybe every once in a while it's okay to do that, maybe healthy or not. But anyway, Jenny Beth Martin is with the Tea Party Patriots Action. She's the honorary chair, and she joins us now to talk about the Russiagate lies and leftist media hypocrisy. It's unending. I mean, Jenny Beth, you and I have been talking about this, it seems, endlessly. And this is the problem with the truth for people that lie. It has to be dealt with and reconciled at some point, doesn't it?
It does have to be dealt with at some point, and I hope that it is dealt with sooner rather than later. But as we watch, one of the things that I found most interesting as we're talking about dealing with the truth is looking at the fact that in the revelations about the documents that were found at Biden's home, the classified mm-hmm. documents, we've also learned, and whether this was available before and it just people weren't picking up on it, that Hunter Biden was paying $45,000 a month in rent for a single room in that home. during the time that he was being paid $83,000 a month for his consulting work for Burisma.
You're right. Well, wouldn't you charge any of your kids $50,000, $45,000 a month for rent for your home? What kind of parent does that to their kid? Unless you're in the business of laundering money, maybe.
Yeah, I think that that's really what it boils down to. It certainly seems that that's how they were able to funnel the money from a company in a foreign country back into Biden's hands personally.
You see, I maintain, and I had this discussion with Miranda Devine, first time she came on the show, Jenny Beth. I said, I'm telling you, there's tax implications. And she insisted there wasn't, that they had already done some. I says, no, there's never enough. I mean, it's just like Al Capone. You know, he murders people, he does all this stuff, and what do they get him on? Tax evasion. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's one thing I was wondering about, but I have to tell you and your audience, though, I don't know the answer to this, and someone may know it, and it may just be that I missed it. It's entirely possible that I missed it, but it seems to me that if he was getting that much money for rent income, and I'm sorry, it was $49,000 a month, that is $600,000 a year.
Right.
That he would have had to declare $600,000 as rent income somewhere on his taxes. And I don't ever recall anyone bringing up the fact that he was getting over $500,000 in rent income. So I wonder about that, but it's entirely possible he was declaring it, and I just haven't investigated that. But it's something that I've wondered, you know, was he being completely honest when it came to his taxes? That's what I wondered yesterday.
Well, the problem is, when it comes to Joe Biden, I was telling Rick Manning this. When I was in Hawaii, I was watching Lion King with my grandkids. And all of a sudden it hit me. As I'm watching this, I go, that explains it. America, we got Scar. Scar is our president. I don't know if you remember the movie, the whole deal. But I think that's what we're stuck with. We have Scar. And Scar wasn't honest. He was being supported by an alliance. We've got hyenas here, and we've got other ne'er-do-wells that are supporting this whole scam and sham that's been perpetrated on the American people to mediocritize the country at every turn. I mean, here, not that long ago, Jenny Beth, we got people at work. They're happy. They're being productive. We're energy independent. We're on the verge of Middle East peace. And the people somehow in their right minds decided to elect somebody that was going to take that all away. It just doesn't make sense. I'm sorry.
It doesn't make sense. It really does not make sense at all. But I think that one thing that we have to remember is this. When you went to that analogy about Lion King, it's really important to remember that in the end, good does prevail.
Yes.
And the only way good prevails is if we continue to stand up. If the people who are standing for what is righteous and good and fighting for our freedom and our liberty just stop, then Scar would control everything. But
exactly.
That's not going to happen in this country. We're not going to let it happen. And it takes a lot of energy and effort and sacrifice. And sometimes it seems like it's a bleak battle, but it certainly is worthy of engaging.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, what are we doing? I mean, we're carrying on the legacy of the pilgrims that first came to the country in hopes of to exercise their faith and be free in doing that, because they were being oppressed in Europe. And then we have the founding fathers that, you know, take Judeo-Christian principles and the history of man, and they design these brilliant documents, starting with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, which this current regime, the current scars of the world, of America right now, want to eradicate and say the Constitution has no relevance. I mean, even to the point where, you know, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, a constitutional attorney, says, Bill, bill. They're not even teaching constitutional law anymore in some of these law schools. It's ridiculous. He says they don't even study the Bill of Rights. I mean, something as common and as essential to this democratic republic is being ignored blatantly. It's no wonder that we're losing track and direction of where this country needs to be.
That is true. And they're not studying it in law schools. They're not being taught the basic constitutional principles in schools across the country either, whether it's law school, college, high school, middle school, all the way down. Mm-hmm. And I think that is part of the problem. And instead, it's worse than just not teaching it and there being maybe a void, right?
Right.
Instead, they're filling that void with Marxist ideology.
Exactly. Because something has to fill that void. You're exactly right. A void cannot exist. And this is what's happened, you know, to your point. And, of course, the latest Twitter files, thank you very much, Elon Musk, for the reveal here, because it's proving what we all suspected, Jenny Beth, that we had been lied to, that these media companies, these social media oligarchs, we're all in, along with our own governmental agencies, involved in manipulating the 2020 elections, and God only knows how far back that goes.
Yeah, and we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg with that because we're seeing what happened with Twitter, and you know that the same kind of thing was happening with Google and YouTube, and which controls YouTube, and then also with Facebook, which Meta, which controls Facebook and Instagram and other social media companies as well. But those are the big three, Twitter and Facebook and Google combined. Those have so much control and influence and sway. And we're seeing the government was completely corrupt, violating the First Amendment every which way you can possibly slice and dice it. The government was violating it. They
exactly.
were colluding with media companies. Essentially, social media and big media have turned into, or mainstream media, they've turned into state media.
Exactly.
They're not a free press. They are a state media. They are carrying the message for the government, and they don't even question it. We've watched that play out in the last 3 weeks with the speaker fight. It's happening at every turn, and it takes a lot of work and people like you, people like James O'Keefe, who's doing hard-hitting investigative journalism, to find what is truly going on and to bring us back to the topics at hand and the reality, not just what the narrative is that the state media wants us to believe.
Well, Jenny Beth, you know this firsthand. You've been experiencing this since the days of Lois Lerner and how she attacked the Tea Party patriots and what they did in affecting election cycles there purposely. I mean, this is just an extension of it. It is on steroids, and the American people have to take a stand. Thank you so much for fighting the good fight on behalf of freedom. Jenny Beth Martin.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, I appreciate your questions regarding the special, this special campaign, a listener-supported campaign to support the show. Thank you so much, by the way, for your donation. And good news, by the way, we are now being supported by a 501(c), which means all your donations are tax deductible. All right, so that is now in play. So go to the website, BillMartinezShow.com, click on the donate button, and thank you, for supporting the cause here, because this is an all-in kind of thing. We've been saying this now for 14 years. And like I said, I was a bit reluctant to do this. I mean, we've been doing this, for 14 years. And, we were just advised that maybe we needed to, turn to our audience, turn to our listeners and say, look, help us out here. Because of, as you know, anything that's conservative, anything, especially anything that talks about Jesus or God, they want to cancel us. They want to do everything they can to put pressure. And that's the way progressives work. And we're going to talk more about how they're working in other areas of business, because we're here at the SHOT Show right now. And there's pressure on, by these lever pullers to tell banks not to invest in anything that has to do with, guns, ammunition, our Second Amendment rights. I mean, this is how diabolical it's become. So everything's being canceled. Everything's being form-fitted into a one-size-fits-all Joe Biden type of agenda. And if you don't go along with what they're promoting, then they're going to find a way to siege work you and block you out. And so, look at, if you're interested in Freedom America, this is what you want. You want to continue to hear people like Chris Jemolinsky and Jenny Beth Martin and Rick Manning on the show and others that we have, then, support the cause here, because we're all in. We're doing everything that we can to, keep freedom alive on your behalf and on your children's behalf, ladies and gentlemen. So thanks for checking out the website, BillMartinezShow.com. And again, I remind you, a great news here that it's now tax deductible. And so thank you for helping out. Speaking of Chris Jemolinsky, he joins us now. He's the Numbers USA VP. Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, always good to have you here. I guess we could say welcome to the 118th Congress. House Republicans are calling for intel briefing on security threats from, you know, from the open southern border. Imagine that.
Yeah. We've had about half a dozen Republicans, a number of them, actually quite a few Republicans and some Democrats have gone down to the border. They've taken advantage of the fact that they have a recess this week, gone down and checked things out for themselves because they saw the coverage of when Biden went down there and saw what El Paso looked like before he got down there and what it looked like afterwards.
Right.
You've got a group of about half a dozen Republicans now who are pressing the Department of Homeland Security for more information on these 98 people that they apprehended crossing the border illegally who were on the terror watch list. And not only are they obviously concerned about these 98 people, but they're also concerned about, okay, how many in the 600,000 gotaways from fiscal year 2022 were also on the terror watch list? And if Border Patrol can't even keep tabs on the 2.3 million people that were apprehended crossing the border last year, how are they going to keep tabs on these people that are threats to both our national security and public safety?
And Chris, you know as well as I do, these numbers pretty much are estimates. These aren't solid numbers. I don't know what the plus or minus error factor is on it, but you know, there's one that exists. So these are, you know, rounded up, rounded down numbers. You know, and the thing is that happened at the border there, as you say, it was quite obvious. I mean, Joe Biden and this administration, do they have any credibility left? I mean, when they do stuff like this, I mean, they insult the intelligence of the American people. Even Democrats themselves are going, wow, this is a bit of a stretch. And I'm kind of like, you know, it's my party and I know that I need to support him. But, you know, it's don't ask me any hard questions about this stuff because I can't support it. It just reminds me of, I remember in that one town hall, there was this gal that was talking to then President Barack Obama. And she says, I wish you'd figure this out because I'm getting tired of explaining you to people and defending you.
Right. Yeah. And you know, the thing that's interesting though is I agree 100%. I mean, there's obviously a wing of the Democratic Party that's locked up in line with not necessarily the Biden policies, but more open border policies. So they're not taking an issue with any of it. Mm-hmm. But the blue dogs, the ones that are what's left of the blue dog Democrats, the ones that are in more of those swing districts, those districts that can go in either direction, they're certainly taking more interest in this. But my question is, okay, well, how are they going to vote? And that's why I think Republicans, while I think they need to get aggressive in preventing future border surges and border crises, and they need to put their marker out there. And we've talked about it before on your show. Numbers USA was part of a coalition of groups that was pushing for a number of reforms that would go towards ending these border crises once and for all. But, you know, put some common sense. So, well, we think it's common sense, but put some policy proposals out there that have broad support from American people and see what these Democrats do.
Exactly.
Are they going to vote? Are they going to put their vote where their mouth is right now? Or are they simply just running their mouths? Because that's what we saw from the last Congress, from congressmen like Henry Cuellar down on the Texas border. He talked tough, but when it came to voting, he still voted for amnesty and open border policies.
Well, Chris, I think, you know, some of the things that these governors have done is that, you know, if you have to, sometimes you got to bring the mountain to Muhammad here. And maybe we ought to have a field trip. Maybe Kevin McCarthy could do something really unique, and that is have a remote congressional meeting right there at the southern border. Maybe exactly where Joe Biden was at, and just say, don't clean up, leave it just as it is, don't touch anything. We're going to set up, you know, 400 chairs here, and we're going to meet at the border.
Yeah, and I think that's some of the stuff that they seem to be discussing. You know, they've talked about having field hearings down on the southern border, and you know, maybe schedule a field hearing when you see one of these caravans arriving at the southern border.
Exactly.
You know? And then we'll know. If the caravans go in another direction, then you know, okay, somebody's tipping them off. Somebody's working with the human smugglers down in Mexico and making sure that these people disappear so there isn't the show. But, I mean, most of the American people by now, whether they're watching some of the news outlets that have shown some of these large groups crossing the border illegally, or they're seeing clips across social media and other sources. Most people are aware of what's happening down there. I think most Americans are aware of what's going down there. And I think they hear the rhetoric from both sides of the aisle. Again, it all comes down to action. And even these Republicans that sign onto this letter that are pushing for an intelligence briefing on what's happening with these terror watch list folks, that's good, but what are you going to do about it? We've watched this now for 2 years. What are you going to do about it now?
Well, the other reality that's taking place are in local communities, Chris. They're seeing, I mean, they may not see it on TV, you know, because of the biased interest of certain outlets, but they see it in their neighborhoods. The demography of these neighborhoods have changed overnight, seemingly. I mean, it is amazing what's happened in some of these communities. And, of course, these local communities are getting pummeled because, you know, whether it's MS-13 or other, you know, other malcontents and worse than malcontents, just some evil people that, you know, Donald Trump was criticized for by saying, well, they're not sending their best. Well, you know, I'm not sure that was the most artful way to put it. But the fact of the matter is there are dangerous people, just like you said, in the gotaways, and these people that are on, you know, on lists, on terror watch lists, and they came in. I mean, how many terrorists did it take to bring us down to 9/11?
Yeah, it only took a small handful, and that's, that, you know, that was referenced in this letter from that group of Republicans. You know, they talked about how one of the reasons why border security was shifted from, at the time it was under the Department of Justice, they moved it into the newly created Department of Homeland Security. One of the reasons for that was because they viewed the border as a first line of defense against terror attacks.
Right.
So they knew that. They just want to know, okay, what is DHS doing right now to prevent, to keep the country safe? Because, after all, that's what DHS is all about. That's what Department of Homeland Security is all about. It's supposed to be protecting the homeland. How are you protecting the homeland when you're allowing millions of people to come in illegally every year?
Yeah, how do you grade DHS?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, how do you grade them?
I know that you're sitting here and we're reporting on this, but I got to tell you, you know, for those families who have lost loved ones at the hand of illegal immigrants, I mean, it's a glaring F. And they would even go deeper if there was another letter they could use. Because I mean, and this is reality. That people are dying at the hands of illegal immigrants, and we have DHS that we've invested so much of our taxpayers' money into, and what's the result that we're getting here? A border that's less secure, that's wide open. Now, it's good news that Representative Chip Roy, as you write about, is introducing a bill to block illegal immigration until the border is secure. I mean, these things are commonsensical, aren't they?
They really are, and that's a good example of a common sense solution that Republicans are planning or trying to bring to the House floor. That's something that has wide support with the American people. Yeah, if DHS doesn't have operational control of the border, it only makes sense that we shouldn't allow anybody in until they can gain operational control of the southern border. Makes sense to me. Or they should be required to detain everybody who crosses the border illegally. So, common sense solutions. Again, I think the big question is, now there's a few Republicans who are expressing some concerns over Chip Roy's bill, but that's because there's so much misinformation out there.
Got to leave it there. Thank you, Chris.
Your own supply of off-grid electricity. This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Who listens to radio?